Hello, and thanks for listening to the January 2008 installment of our SearchWindowsSecurity.com podcast series, Ask the Security Expert Roundup. I'm Dave Nielsen, Associate Site Editor for SearchWindowsSecurity.com. In the latter half of 2007, user rights and permissions management questions became a staple in our Ask the Expert library. Well, 2008 opens in much the same way, with questions about writing permissions in network folders and rights in Windows Server 2003. Remember, if you ever have questions on these topics or any other Windows security topics, you can visit the Ask the Expert library on searchwindowssecurity.com or our newly launched IT Knowledge Exchange, featuring questions and advice generated by the user for the user. Our first question of the new year comes to us from a reader wondering about network folders.
Is it possible to set permissions on a folder so that users can write files to the folder but not overwrite any permissions?
Windows networking security expert Brad Dinneman offers his two cents. You can set this permission by first granting the user permission to read, execute, list folder contents, and read and write on the given folder. Then, select the Advanced button on the Security Properties dialog box, highlight the user's or group's name, and select Edit and explicitly deny the right to append data. If the user is not listed, add the user first and then deny their right to append data. Well, that information is all well and good if you're trying to set permissions for other users. But what if you're the user having trouble? One reader is faced with this situation.
I have Windows Server 2003 as my domain controller. My server group policy object gives the following error message. Fail to open group policy object. You may not have appropriate rights. What could be causing this?
According to Brad, the error message may occur because you do not have appropriate rights, meaning that you do not have the correct level of administrative access on the domain. But most likely you do, in which case you are experiencing a problem with Active Directory. One of the most common causes for this error relates to SMB signing. Try following the Microsoft Knowledge Base article titled, You Cannot Open File Shares or Group Policy Snap-ins When You Disable SMB Signing for the Workstation or Server Service on a Domain Controller. This article can be found at support.microsoft.com/kb/839499. That's support.microsoft.com/kb/839499. Speaking of group policy, you can also manage proxy server settings for different machines in your network. Check out this user's situation.
We have a distributed network with more than 30 remote sites connected to each other by a VPN. We would like to control internet access via proxy servers at each location that contains a local file server. Not all subnets have local file servers. Some locations that are in the same vicinity are on different subnets but cannot connect to each other. In addition, we have laptop users that move between different subnets. How can we use group policy to manage proxy server settings for certain desktops and not laptops within a particular subnet? That is, for each subnet per computer and not per user.
Brad Dinneman comes back again and offers this helpful advice. Generally, proxy settings will be managed by group policy based on computer name or the computer's organizational unit in Active Directory. This will not solve the problem of transporting the computer from location to location, however, since the computer has not changed within Active Directory. What you can do, though, is use group policy to configure the basic browser proxy settings. For example, you can create a computer-based policy to make all proxy settings per machine rather than per user. Do this within the Group Policy Object Editor under Computer Configuration, Administrative Templates, Windows Components, Internet Explorer, and then enable the Per Computer option. So that concludes the January 2008 installment of our Ask the Security Expert Roundup. Thanks for listening today and learning about user rights in Windows. I'd like to thank everyone for listening and also offer a very special thanks to Tessa Parmenter from SearchNetworking.com for lending us her voice today. If you have any more questions for our security experts, be sure to visit the SearchWindowsSecurity.com Ask the Security Expert Library and the IT Knowledge Exchange. Thanks again, everybody, and have a good one.